Boom! What's crack-a-lackin', fellas? We're back at it with another podcast. I'm Max.
And it's Joey. It's your boy Joey, actually.
No guests this week. You know, we riding solo. Well, duo solo.
Duo solo. I like that.
Yeah, duo solo. We're a tandem. Like, we're on a motorcycle together, gripping each other's thighs.
One hand is gripping your thigh while the other's... What's that line?
Can we do that on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Just no hands with two people on the back. I don't know.
Anyways, what's up, guys? It's podcast, what, season 2, episode 5, I think?
Yeah, 4. I think it might be 4.
I believe it's 5, because we had, last week was solo, before that Darian, Dominic, and then the solo.
Oh, yeah, last week was solo. That was the shortened episode.
Yeah. This isn't going to be a shortened episode. At least I don't think so.
No, we're just going to go with the flow like usual. You guys didn't seem to like that shortened episode. which kind of hurts us, actually. You know? I mean, we just got sponsored, and you're making us look bad like this? Is it because we sold out you guys stopped supporting?
If so, let us know.
We won't listen to any of your feedback. Because we're going to sell it regardless.
This is very, very, very true.
But I'd still like to hear it, you know? Sometimes I get lonely, I like to hear interactions.
Like to hear it just to feel something.
Yeah, you know? Just to feel. So, we're definitely doing a late podcast tonight. It's currently 12:53. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. We're fueled with Kickstart. You know, it just tastes like gasoline.
Gasoline and motor oil. That's what it just, man. Mountain Dew Kickstart tastes like.
I swear. With no ice.
It feels like you're poisoning your body every time you take a sip.
Oh, yeah. But I just feel it clogging my pores. Like, I just, oh, it's sick. I just had to try it.
But it's pretty good.
But you know why? It reminds me of high school. That nostalgic flavor of just a Kickstart, because all they sold, only pops that weren't diet, were the Kickstarts.
At school?
Yeah.
They sold Kickstarts at school?
Yeah, those were the only diet pops we had, or that pops that weren't diet were these Kickstarts, because our school had a sponsorship with fucking Mountain Dew.
That's fucked. Yeah. They sold kids Kickstart.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was smashing them boys, like, probably 5 a day. It was bad.
That's fucked.
Yeah, but they came in those tiny cans that were, like, Red Bull-sized. And I was just downing them. And they were so expensive.
Yeah, they're probably, like, $2 or $3 a can.
Yeah, and I'm just spending dog shit on them, you know. Spending bands.
You know, nothing major when you're a trillionaire like you.
Yeah, you know, that's something like pocket lint. But... oh, it just brings me back. Just walking the halls of school. Nothing in my backpack. Just folded up papers in my pocket. Skipping class. Sipping on one of these bad boys.
Is that why you were so energetic in high school?
Yep. I didn't have to use all my energy on schoolwork. Just walking the halls. While fueled by Kickstart. You know?
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
You guys didn't have any, like, non-diet pops?
I don't think we had... for a while there, I don't think we had any pop. And then, for, like, maybe the last 2 years that I was there, or maybe, the, like, the last year that I was there, we had Diet Faygo.
Ew. What the fuck? You went insane clown posse school?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Regular Diet Faygo is so good, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the diet one wasn't horrible, but that also might have been, like, Stockholm Syndrome for fucking...
Yeah, because...
lunch food that I had every single day.
Because I remember...
like the best treat.
Drinking the Diet Mountain Dew, like, Code Reds. The Diet Code Reds and Diet Pepsis they had there with my meal. I'm like, this hits the spot. But I'm sure if I went out in public, went to a gas station, and picked a Code Red diet, I'd probably throw up in my mouth a little bit. Diet Pop is just disgusting.
It was definitely Stockholm Syndrome. It was like that in my fucking... in my dorm at fucking Wayne... oh.
Wayne University?
Yep, Wayne University. At my college. It was like that in my dorm at my college that I went to for one semester. What are you laughing at?
You know, that you just graduated from Wayne University. Whoops. Pretty prestigious school.
But yeah, the Stockholm Syndrome for the food was so bad at my college. Like, we were so excited when they would have, like, I forgot what they would have, but they would have a certain meal every, like, other week, and we would be so excited, but it would actually be, like, the worst meals of all time.
Wait,
but
where were you getting these meals from?
The, like, the cafeteria that was in, like, the bottom floor of the dorm.
Really? They just had, like, a mess hall?
I mean, kinda.
Was it, like, they served food at a certain time?
No, it was just all day. You really? Just went in there. It was, I mean, have you ever been to a college, nope. like, food place?
Nope. Never been to a college in my life.
Oh, we gotta take you sometime.
Yeah.
Because, like, normal people can walk in there and buy food.
Yeah, but why would you go to a college to get food instead of a restaurant? Pick up babes?
Yeah, pick up babes who are sitting there on their laptop with their headphones in, ignoring everything.
You know, and just some rude asshole just comes up and starts hitting on them.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, I used to... The food used to be so bad that I used to just eat Honey Nut Cheerios every day. Oh, God. For, like, all my fucking meals. It was so bad. The pizza there was so disgusting, even though they had their own pizza oven.
Really?
Like, their own brick pizza oven.
And was it labeled under the college's name?
The
pizza place? Like, was it like a Wayne Pizza Parlor?
Well, it was in the big cafeteria room.
I get what you're saying now.
Dining hall.
Yeah.
That's
so, like, a hospital.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. I like eating in the hospital cafeteria.
I'll have to take you down there someday.
The hospital?
No, just to Wayne University.
Yeah, maybe. We should, actually. That'd be a cool trip. I just act like I'm a student.
You want to go tonight?
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, I had Stockholm Syndrome for shit food. Just because it was like a tiny step up from shittier food. Which, that's so bad. I can't believe I actually went through that.
Now, when you were in high school, did you have a favorite food, like, that was actually good that you miss?
None that were actually good, but I did have some that I preferred over others.
So, if you had the chance, like, to just replace a meal that you had here, you wouldn't take one of those?
Literally none.
No?
All of them were so bad.
What were your guys' options?
Well, actually, their beef enchiladas were pretty good.
See, we didn't get enchiladas.
Those enchiladas, man.
Really?
Those were pretty good.
That's right, it would be good.
That's what everybody got. It was like every other Tuesday, or like maybe every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person in the lunchroom got some beef enchiladas that day.
Now, alright. So you guys had separate lines for separate food items, right?
Yeah, there was like the... Let me think. There was the nachos, pizza, and like hot, like, food, specialty food. Mm-hmm. And then the other line was sandwiches, like, yeah. Pre-made sandwiches wrapped up.
So you didn't get,
and then
the build your own sub option?
Well, that was the third line, was the build your own sub line.
Then why the fuck would they have the pre-made sandwiches?
Because those are like chicken sandwiches or burgers.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying now.
So there were three different lines. Man, you're bringing back the memories.
See, we had five different lines.
Five?
Yeah,
holy shit.
We had the patty, well, like the sandwich line, where they would serve either mini cheeseburgers, chicken patties, spicy chicken patties, or just normal cheeseburgers instead of the minis. The best things were definitely the mini cheeseburgers and the chicken patties. Those were actually really good. And then they would give you waffle fries and stuff.
What?
So it was so good. And
we had sweet potato fries.
Ew. That's disgusting.
That was the best they could give us.
And then second line would be build your own sub line or build your own wrap, whatever, interchangeable. Yeah. And then the third line was, I think it was a salad line, something like that. It was right next to the sub line. And then we had, it was either, it would be pizza, nachos, chicken Alfredo, or chicken bowl would be our options. And that would be that line. And then there was the, like, coffee shop line.
they sold you guys coffee?
Yeah, we had a coffee shop where they sold like smoothies, coffee, frappuccinos, all that type of stuff. But they were like always busy. It was weird. I never actually got one of those though.
To get coffee at my school, you had to go to the library where the librarian, she had her own coffee machine, and she just sold coffee to everybody for like 25 cents a cup.
That's not bad.
She just brought a quarter. It was either like a dollar or a quarter a cup. I forgot which.
Now, you guys had the school store open too, right? During lunch?
Not during lunch.
What?
It was only in the passing time, in the 5 minutes
dude,
in between.
What?
Yeah. Dude, our school, it was dysfunctional.
Our school store was open, I think, all day except for the first 2 hours.
Like, during class?
Yeah. During class, too.
Holy shit.
Because a class was actually school store, where your shift or your class would be just manning the school store.
That's badass.
Yeah, I was in it, and then for one semester, I was never allowed to do it again. Because of the problems I caused.
That's fucking hilarious, bro. Yeah,
I mean, like, before you would sign up for the school store, and she's like, well, I hope you guys realize there is a security camera on the ceiling. I was like, does it work? And then I called their bluff on it, and I ended up going to the ceiling panel and lifting it up, and it was just a decoy camera. So we would just fuck around like crazy. We would blast like 50 Cent over the stereo inside the school store. We're supposed to be playing just like random generic music. So they're just cussing and everything. We're just blasting it.
That's fucking hilarious.
Until the hall monitors come and try and shut it down. Or we would just throw food everywhere. And oh, it was bad. I was giving stuff away for free.
Dude.
Yeah, I asked to join next semester, and she said, nope, you'll never get school store ever again.
That's fucked.
Those were the days.
That's hilarious, bro. But yeah, our school store was only during passing time and before and after school. Actually, I don't even know if it was before school. It was definitely after school for like 10 minutes, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was headed by like student council, I think.
Were you in student council?
I was not in student council.
What even is student council?
That's like the fucking president of the class and vice president of the class that so don't actually do shit.
Yeah, exactly. The geeks. Yeah. The geek squad. The geeks,
weebs, and nerds.
Yeah. I don't even know.
But, man, after school for like, I think my sophomore, junior, and maybe senior year. Maybe just my junior and senior year. Literally every day after school, it would just be like, I mean, I knew everybody on student council. I was good friends with everybody on student council.
Mm-hmm.
Or everybody who was able to man the school store. So I would just go there, fuck around for the last 15 minutes, just cause a huge ruckus. And then people would know me, and then they would come to see me at the fucking student council. Like Darian and Dominic, they would both come over there. It would just be a fucking
a party takeover.
Over there, literally.
You took over the base.
And then we get kicked out sometimes.
Those are the good old days,
well,
you know?
Usually what would happen is everybody but me would get kicked out.
That's horrible. And you just felt fine with staying?
Not my problem.
That's true. It's very true. But man, those are the good old days. You don't know what you're missing.
For real.
Until it's gone.
I mean, fuck the actual schoolwork and, like, fuck the...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fuck, like, 90% of what high school was.
Yeah, except for the fun parts.
But the other 10% that was actually fun as fuck.
Oh, man.
And you could literally do, like, half the time you could do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Exactly. Like, looking back on it, I wish I would have did more. Like,
for real.
I'm just thinking, like, wow, I could have got away with doing so much more stuff. But now we're in the real world where we can't do bad things at work.
Right.
But, yeah, those are the good old days. Just, and, you know, all that memory is sparked by just the taste of a nice kickstart.
True. Nostalgic flavors.
Man. You have any other nostalgic foods?
I have.
Or flavors?
Just one that I can think of off the top of my head. It's, you got it. I can think of one nostalgic food off the top of my head. It's mint chocolate chip ice cream. Just brings back the memories. I mean, my dad still does it to this day, but like the memories of just my dad making a huge ass bowl of ice cream throughout my entire life, every single night.
He made it or just put it in a bowl?
No, he made it.
Really?
Well, he didn't make the ice cream, but he made his own bowl. And mm-hmm. the bowl would consist of like a shit, like half and half mint chocolate chip and Rocky Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a shit ton. It's like a huge ass bowl. And this mm-hmm. would be every single night. Every single night.
That's the life right there.
But he's not like big or anything. He's fucking huge. Not like huge, like, what am I trying to say?
He's just a bigger built fella.
Yeah, but not like
muscles.
Yeah, muscles. That's what I'm talking
muscles
about.
Muscles he got.
But he fucking eats huge ass bowls of ice cream. So it would be half mint chocolate chip, half Rocky Road. Then he would put a bunch of maraschino cherries in it.
Maraschino cherries? What the hell is that?
It's like the cherries in a can. Or in a jar.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The ones that like in the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
So the best for ice cream.
Yeah.
He would do that, mix it together, and then he would put like the hardening chocolate coating on the top, put in the freezer for like 5 minutes to let that harden, and then take it out. Literally, I've never had better ice cream in my life. Not a single better ice cream, ever.
See, the way you're describing it sounds so good, except I hate mint chocolate chip.
You should try it.
And cherries.
You should try it.
Mint chocolate chip. I don't think I want to feel like I'm brushing my teeth when I'm eating ice cream.
That's not how it tastes.
I think it does.
That's not how it tastes at all.
I like my cookie dough
cookie
and
dough
vanilla.
Is pretty top tier.
Vanilla is my favorite, though.
French vanilla. That is up there.
What about vanilla bean?
I don't remember the taste of vanilla bean.
I had that today. Godiva. Oh, it's the best vanilla ice cream you'll ever have.
I really like vanilla ice cream. I like vanilla way more than chocolate.
Next time we go to the mall, I'm getting you the best vanilla you'll ever have. It's so rich. You'll feel like you're in Sweden. Or wherever they make vanilla.
Okay, so where would you rank vanilla, chocolate, strawberry?
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Really?
In that order.
I would do probably strawberry, vanilla, chocolate.
Really?
Either that or maybe vanilla, strawberry, chocolate.
But it's not like none of those are bad. Like,
right.
You know how they sell the bins or the tubs?
Yeah.
Where it's 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
I like the vanilla, chocolate, strawberry kind. And I like that
actually,
combination.
I think vanilla is the best. I agree. Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate is my rank.
Because you can never really go wrong with vanilla.
Vanilla
like,
is so good.
It's hard to find a bad vanilla.
Yeah.
But, there's a few.
Artificial chocolate and artificial strawberry flavors can be really fucking bad.
Yeah, and like sometimes the chocolate's just too much. Like,
yeah.
It's so
That's
overwhelming. It literally just makes
like
your
it.
Like teeth hurt. Like, it's just, what the hell are you giving me? Like, it's so rich. Like, it's freaking 89% cocoa in it, and it just kills you. I don't know how people eat that, because Godiva sells chocolate bars where it's like 99% cocoa, and it's like, how do you eat something that rich without just like all your teeth falling out and like being so bitter? But I guess everyone has different tastes.
I don't know. I like dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate's all right.
Maybe not that high a percent of cacao.
Cacao. Is that how it's pronounced?
Well, there's cocoa, then there's cacao.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking of cacao.
There's two different ones. But fucking cacao. I haven't had really, really high percent chocolate before.
Now, you have tropical smoothie, right?
Huh?
Have you ever had tropical smoothie?
Yeah, many times.
Now, do you get the smoothies with chocolate in it?
Yes.
Now, do you think that's a weird combination to have a smoothie with chocolate in it?
Yeah, it's basically a milkshake at that point, but
with
no milk.
But it's good, though. It
it's
works
good
somehow.
As fuck. Like strawberry, banana, and dark chocolate?
Yeah, that's what the beach bum or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, when I think about it, I'm like, isn't this basically a milkshake?
Without milk.
Yeah.
But it's so good. Honestly, I feel like tropical smoothie is better than basically, like, most of the milkshakes around, except, like, high-end milkshakes, you know?
I've never had a Barome milkshake.
Those are amazing.
There's a few that I'd rank over. Like, The Burger King vanilla.
I've never had Burger
King. So good.
Actually, I have, but I don't think they're as good as a tropical smoothie.
And then the Smoothie King. I think the peanut butter banana. Oh my goodness, so good, so freaking good. You gotta try that one day.
We should go to Brome.
Where's that? Well, we don't gotta say the exact location right now, but I've never even heard of it.
Brome is like a burger and milkshake place. I don't think I've ever had their burgers, but I know that they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had their milkshakes many a time.
Is this supposed to be like a high end place?
It's not like quote unquote like high end, but it's definitely a little bit more expensive than fast food.
Yeah,
probably Brome a little bit more expensive.
Just sounds like it. They sell freaking gold coated burgers or something.
It's definitely a little bit more expensive than your average, like a good, pretty good expensive. But still, like, holy shit, no milkshake can top Brome. They're amazing.
I'm definitely gonna have to try that because I'm thinking of it now, and I haven't tried that many milkshakes. Like, Sonic milkshakes are good, but they're nothing special. I mean, yeah, it's a milkshake. Steak and Shake milkshakes.
Those are pretty good.
Did you see they're reopening our local Steak and Shake?
Are they?
Yes.
Holy shit, we gotta go there at 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh. That's the spot right there.
Wait. Think they'll allow us to podcast at Steak and Shake if we shout them out?
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. 100%. That place allows anything. That place is a madhouse. You know, I got a few stories there. Just waitresses crying. And
that place is pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm sure they had a lot of health code violations.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I don't know how they got away with a lot of things.
I'm so excited for them to open back up now that you mentioned it. Holy shit. I'm really excited for that.
Would you eat at a restaurant that formerly had health code violations?
Yep.
Me too. I think the nastiness kind of gives it the flavor. You know, the leftover grease on the stove that's just been sitting there?
Oh, yeah. For 20 years?
Mm-hmm. That's why cast iron's so good. That's why I only cook on cast iron, because the seasoning just stays. You don't have to... Well, you wash it, but not in the dishwasher. You can't use soap. Please.
I don't know how to wash a cast iron skillet.
You better learn, cowboy. Man, that'll be the best thing you ever learn. Do you like to cook?
I mean, I cook some things, but not many glizzies. Complex things. I cook some glizzies every once in a while.
Boil them.
I've made tacos, burgers, glizzies. Definitely don't boil glizzies. That is the most disgusting thing I can think of.
Do you grill the burgers?
Yeah.
Now, do you prefer a charcoal or electric?
I don't really have a preference. Or gas.
No?
I mean, I would assume charcoal is probably better, but I don't. I haven't had enough experience to really think which one's better.
Well, I guess it depends who you ask. Do you like Burger King burgers?
I don't eat Burger King.
Freaking pansy. But, I like the dirty taste of a charcoal broiled burger.
Yeah, I'm... Man, he fucked up that banana. I don't know. I want to try, like, I love burgers, but I never really, like, set my sights on a, like, I want a charcoal broiled one, or I want a electric one, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I just get a burger from basically everywhere I go.
Yeah, that's true. I can see where it's just give me what you got. And if it's good, it's good.
If it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to talk about... We've talked about food a lot on this podcast, but...
Yeah, we have.
Do you want to talk about burger rankings from places?
Yeah. All right, let's give a quick top five best burger places.
Okay.
Or best burgers you've had. You don't even got to be a burger place.
Okay. Number one for me... That's a good question. Honestly, It's a tie. Well, I wouldn't say a tie, but it's a toss-up between this place called Tasty Burger.
Really?
Yeah. Have you had Tasty?
Yeah, a few times.
They're fucking amazing.
They don't even crack my top five. They're good, but I don't crack my top five.
Tasty and, I don't know, something about Five Guys.
Oh, most definitely.
So that's probably number one and number two, just interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I mean, my own burgers are pretty fucking goddamn good.
Really? You're ranking yourself that high?
I mean, the other ones that are on my list aren't that. Like, I can't remember all the rest of the good burgers, which kind of sucks. I just wanted to talk about Tasty and Five Guys.
Really. I like Tasty's fries.
Tasty's fries.
Those are that's what really sets them apart to me. Their fries are really good. Their burgers, all right.
I want to go out and try more burgers just as a thing to do.
I just want to go out and try more restaurants in general. Yeah, you know, just and just get different menu items instead of, oh, let me get a burger from this place, but this place, but this place. Like, why would I go to an Italian restaurant and just get chicken Alfredo every time?
Yeah.
But even though that's what I'd like to do. But anywho, is that the end of your five ranking?
Yep.
The three.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even put my burgers up there because I only made them like twice, but
they were smacked. How come I never got one?
You didn't
get invited.
Go ahead with your list.
See my list? I'm going Five Guys.
Five Guys definitely at the top of my list.
Number two. Wendy's.
What?
Wendy's, yep.
Okay, Wendy's does have really good burgers.
It's fresh.
For no reason.
It's fresh. It's like definitely fast delicious.
Food shouldn't be as good as what Wendy's burgers
but
are.
But they do charge a premium.
I agree. They're way too expensive.
Yeah. Wendy's is almost as expensive as Five Guys.
Yeah.
And I don't...
It's definitely not nearly as high quality.
Yeah. But, so, Five Guys, Wendy's, and then I'm going to go... Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake does have some pretty good burgers.
And they're cheap.
Very fucking cheap.
You could literally get like three burgers for like $4.
Yeah.
And fries and everything. Like, oh my goodness. If you're balling on a budget, there you go, right there. Walk in there and just give them a nice tip after it and you're good. Make sure you tip. Don't be that guy. But, so Five Guys, Wendy's, Steak and Shake. And then, probably, I guess that's it. I guess I got 3-2.
Good. I also forgot what this place is called. Might give away a little bit of a location, but it's called Van Born Tavern and Grill. They got some pretty bomb-ass burgers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How come we never go on restaurant dates?
I don't know. You don't invite me to anything.
No, I don't think it's the other way around.
Oh. Well, I think the reason that we don't go on restaurant dates is, number one, because we always hang out at about 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's the kind of weird thing about us. And a little quirk.
Number two is we always get Taco Bell before we hang out at 12 o'clock every night.
That's another weird quirk, too.
Every single time we hang out.
And, you're really busy.
Yeah, and I'm fucking really busy.
Other than that, if Joey wasn't busy, we'd probably be living the dream, you know, traveling all types of places. But then we'd be broke.
That's why we need to get rich.
Simple.
Maybe I'll talk about my busy life real quick.
You should. You really should.
So
people get an understanding of the man behind the mind.
The man behind the mind.
Yeah.
All right, so... Let me just put you guys into perspective. So we have 7 days a week, right?
Yep.
5 of those days, I'm working 9 hours a day at my full-time job.
Yes.
And just recently, my manager at my second job, my game store job, has put me on Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm working 7 days a week. Sundays, 8 hours. Saturdays, 5 hours. And then the rest of them are 9 hours, eight to five. Beans! Sorry about that, guys. I had to yell at the cat. No.
He was causing a little riffraff.
Anyways.
$1,000 sofas.
Yeah. Anyways, so there's already busy every single day of the week just working. Then after that, I have this house to tend to. Then I also have to hang out with... I have to hang out with my friends, which is...
How many friends do you have?
I don't have that many friends, but no. I do hang out with them a lot. Well, I hang out with you and Darian a lot. I don't really hang out with many other friends that much because I don't have enough time. But I podcast with Max every week. Probably hang out with Darian, who was on a couple podcasts ago, maybe like once a week or like once every 2 weeks, maybe. Just every couple once in a while. And then I have other friends to throw in there every, maybe every couple of whenever weeks. And so that's 7 days a week working. Then I have all my friends to hang out with, my house to take care of, this cat to take care of, which he was recently in, like, fucking, I have to get prescription food, and I have to go to the vet every couple weeks to get the prescription food for him. Yeah. Because he has, like, a urinary thing where he pisses out fucking, like, mini kidney stones, basically.
Oh my gosh. Beans.
But the food helps it, and it's like a lifelong condition where he's just always going to have to eat this food.
Is he in pain when he pees it out?
That's what he used to be until we put him on the food, and it doesn't seem like he's that bad anymore.
Aw, beans. You never told me this about you.
But there's the cat to take care of, the house to take care of, friends to hang out with every week. I have Destiny, which is a very, very, very time-consuming game.
I thought you were talking about a babe.
No.
Named Destiny.
Nope. I mean, it's basically a babe.
Takes about as much time as a babe.
But Destiny, which is a game that, I mean, I don't have to grind it as much as I do, but I almost have everything in the game, and I've put fucking thousands of hours into this game, and I'm not going to slow down on grinding it anytime soon just because I'm already at this level. I have to stay at this level, you know?
Exactly. It's the enjoyment you get out of it as well, too.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
You're right. So Destiny, that sucks up a lot of time. Like, a whole fuck ton of time. And I have to see my dad and my mom usually about once a week. Or, well, my mom, I'll stop over there a couple times a week. My dad, I'll usually go out to dinner with him, like, once a week. Go out to the dinner and comic store. So, just to recap so far. Work, friends, house, cat, fucking Destiny, mom, dad, and then...
You haven't mentioned your building hobbies.
That's what I'm going to right now. And I'm trying to get into building models, such as these Gundams, which are, like, pretty small models that you gotta, like, they're just models, and they take a while, so those are very time-consuming. And then I also want to start reading comic books again, which I recently started doing. I read Infinity Gauntlet.
Do you read them or you just stare at the pictures for a prolonged period of time?
I read them.
Oh, you're smart, man.
So reading comic books, building those models, those both take up a bunch of time. And now I want to reorganize my entire basement. There's just a lot of time that is sunk into my life, and I'm just so busy.
Oh, and when he says basement, he means pad.
Yeah, gamer pad.
This thing's gonna look sweet.
Hopefully.
Oh, ain't no hopefully. We're speaking this into existence.
Manifesting it.
No matter what it takes, I'll get down here and nail this nails in with my hands to get this thing going. Just because of how bad I want to see it looking crispy.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
My wife.
Oh. Wait, your wife?
Don't you miss her?
Yeah, I miss your wife.
She's been dead for years.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, it's fucking... I'm just very busy. And I hate it because, like... I have so many more games to play other than just Destiny. But, like, I have hundreds upon hundreds of games that I just have and I need to play just to get through them, but I just don't have the time. And I have a bunch of models to build, and I have a bunch of Legos to build. I have so many comics to read, but it's just, I don't have the time.
Okay, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you able to afford to give up some of that time? As in quitting some of the jobs or no?
Fuck no.
No?
I will not quit the job, the part-time job, simply because we on this grind shit.
And that's what you like to hear.
We on this grind shit. I'm all in it for the money.
Till he goes mad and he has just chunks of his brain on his lap.
I mean, it's definitely been stressing me out a fuck ton lately. Like, I don't know if it's just part of the stress or if it's like I live in the basement, but basically every day I get a bloody nose now.
Really?
Yeah, for like the past 2 weeks.
For what?
I don't know why.
You don't know why? That's strange.
And it might be because it's like super hot or...
You definitely might want to look into that.
Yeah.
That's a little concerning.
I've gotten bloody noses like a lot before, mm-hmm. but it's never been like every day like it has been for the past like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's just because it's been super fucking hot lately. It might be because of the pressure change of it being super hot and muggy. And maybe it's because my body's getting used to living in the basement and maybe I need a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that's definitely been a thing lately.
I kind of like having nosebleeds.
I don't. Fucking annoying.
I've only had it a few times, but thinking about it, oh, it just feels kind of relieving. Just seeing blood gushing out of your nose. Oh, I need to get one.
It always comes out of the same nostril, too.
Yeah, mine always comes out of the right nostril.
Same.
Like, I can just feel it getting dry right now. Just me speaking into existence, manifesting a nosebleed. Yeah, I've had some pretty bad nosebleeds.
So have I. Every single one is pretty bad.
I don't think they're very... Like, have you ever seen the nosebleeds where people just have the chunks just coming out? Is that how yours are?
No. I mean, it just pours out, but...
No me.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think I like frequent nosebleeds either. I'd probably be pretty sick, actually. I don't like blood.
And it usually happens, like, right after I get off work. I don't know why.
Peak stress hours. It's when your brain's letting down. It's letting the blood flow relax. And it just, boom! Probably. Finds the biggest orifice to exit out of.
And I've also, and it might be also because I keep going to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then waking up at 7 o'clock.
You know what else? Vitamin D.
I'm probably also vitamin D deficient.
You know, yeah, because I went to the doctor and he said, man, your blood's lacking a lot of vitamin D. So he prescribed me like the highest dosage he could possibly prescribe me for a month. It was like 10,000 milligrams of vitamin D in each capsule.
Holy fuck.
And he's like, yeah, that can cause depression and just feeling sick and headaches. There's a lot of bad things come with not having vitamin D when that could be easily solved by either just being in the sun a little more or just taking these pills and gummies and like the vitamin D gummies or vitamin D, whatever. So I would recommend that because I noticed a big improvement of me being more energized and feeling more like happy and I don't know, not giddy, but just up, you know?
Yeah.
Like not just mopey with having increased vitamin D in me.
Maybe I'll have to try that out.
I do recommend it actually a lot. It helps actually.
Because like with all this stuff happening and like just being so busy and shit, like I've just been feeling so demotivated.
Yeah.
And I can't, I feel like I can't just get up.
Yeah, definitely.
Except to go to work.
Yeah, it's a bad thing, and I mean, I've just started trying to push myself to exercise a lot. Like yesterday, I ran a mile in 95-degree weather.
Fuck that! I'd rather kill myself.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible, and I have shin splints, so it's like I could just feel every tiny fracture in my bones. Oh. Just it hurts so bad, but I pushed through it. And then today I woke up at 4 a.m. and then started jump roping for 20 minutes at 8 a.m.
With a weighted jump rope, right?
Yes, a weighted jump rope. Because what I'm trying to do is dunk a basketball. And
I bet I could do it pretty easily.
You could. I don't doubt that you could dunk a basketball. Because what are you, like
6'2"? Either 6'3 or 6'4, somewhere around there. Because I'm just about as tall as my dad. He's 6'3.
You should definitely be able to dunk a ball. If not, all you got to do is jump rope for like a week and you definitely be able to dunk a ball. I'd like to see that. Pick up a new hobby.
Fuck no. I don't need any more.
But, yeah, because I'm about 5'11", 5'10", maybe on a good day. But, and I'm trying to get down to 170. And I'm currently at, like, 215 now. When I was in high school, I used to be 180. And I'm pretty naturally athletic guy. I'm pretty naturally strong and athletic. So, like, I'm already touching rim, which is 10 feet high off the ground, being at 215, 220. So I'm imagining me cutting that weight whilst jump roping, improving my calf muscles. I think I should pretty...
I think you can get it.
Yeah, me too. Shedding, like, 40 to 50 pounds off. I think that'll add a lot of spring in my step.
I agree.
I'm pretty naturally athletic, but that's it on me. Just trying to work out a lot more and eat healthier. Eat less, essentially.
I eat like dog shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so? What's your diet consist of?
Fast food.
How many times a day?
Only like once a day.
What is it?
That's still a lot.
Yeah. Especially fast food. With mixture of high fructose corn syrup in the mix. That could definitely take a toll on you too.
Yeah.
As well. You know, but the thing is, it's so hard to eat healthy when you have a busy schedule.
Yeah.
Because it takes time to really prepare, like, food.
Yeah.
And when you do prepare, it's not, like, come on, who wants to eat a piece of grilled chicken compared to a burger or something you can get at McDonald's or whatever for freaking $2?
Well, I mean, I'd rather eat fucking, like, a salami sandwich every day.
Really?
For fucking lunch, but it's just, like, in the morning, I just cannot get up and make it.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I first worked at one of my last jobs, I'd wake up, like, 2 hours. Like, the first maybe 2 weeks, I'd wake up 2 hours before work, just get ready. But then it got to the point where I'm like, all right, I'll just wake up 30 minutes before work and get ready and just rush out the door.
That's basically what I do.
Yeah.
I wake up at 7, and I have to be out of the door by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was like, yeah, I just hurry up and speed, do everything, and, like, run to McDonald's, grab a Egg McMuffin for the road and orange juice and just fill my gut up with sugar and high carbs.
That's also a thing. I don't eat breakfast. Ever.
Really?
Never. Unless it's on like a Saturday.
I never eat breakfast.
A Saturday where I don't work.
Well, only time I eat breakfast is if I'm up all night and I'm just starving. So technically I eat breakfast, but then I don't eat throughout the day.
Yeah.
So that just turns into my dinner. Like, this morning I had scrambled eggs just to fill myself up after I jumped rope for 20 minutes because I felt literally so empty because the day before all I had was a tropical smoothie after running a mile in 95-degree weather. I had one tropical smoothie. That was my whole meal. But
all I ate today was just Taco Bell. That's it.
And you didn't even really have a Taco Bell meal.
Well, I did before I picked you up.
He's a traitor.
I was so hungry, bro. But yeah. That's all I ate today.
Yeah,
with simply one Taco Bell meal. But yeah, I don't eat breakfast at all, and during, like, at work, since I barely get sleep because I'm so busy at work from, like, maybe, like, I start at 8, and then from probably, like, 8 to 9 or maybe, like, 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't like energy drinks just because I don't want to put that shit in my body all the time.
Stuff is so bad.
Maybe every once in a while, like tonight, I drank a Kickstart, but every day in the morning, I cannot do an energy drink just because I do not want to get addicted to that shit.
I never even really feel the effects of an energy drink. I'm sure they're there, but
yeah.
The way some people react to them, like, some people actually, like, they just start bouncing off the wall. Like, they're just, like,
jittery.
It kicks their ass. But, like, me, it just feels like, I don't know, like...
It depends on how much caffeine is in there, too. Like, there's this, you know, energy drink called Rogue Energy that NFG is sponsored by. Use code NFG10 for 10% off at Rogue Energy. But I tried Rogue Energy, and there's a shit ton of caffeine in that.
Mm-hmm. And it just kicks your butt.
And, like, usually I drink drinks not for energy. I just drink them just because I like the taste of them. And I'm thirsty. So I down that bitch. And literally, I felt myself shaking. Like, usually, for anything, anything energy, like, I'll drink a whole Kickstart and it won't do anything.
Yeah, but exactly.
That much caffeine, I was literally shaking and I was doing so bad in Destiny PvP. I was literally, like, just getting shit on because I couldn't focus.
Now, if you were to pick an energy drink besides Rogue or Kickstart, what's your go-to? You walk into a 7-Eleven, you're like, man, I'm down in the dumps. I need something to pick me up. What are you picking?
Monster Hydro.
I've never had that.
It is so good.
What is Monster Hydro?
It's called Monster Hydro.
Wait, is it the see-through cans?
Yeah, it's the see-through, okay, like, bottles.
I know what you're talking about.
They're really tall bottles, like 24 ounces or something. Mm-hmm. They're so good. It's like a Gatorade, but it has caffeine in it, basically. Mm-hmm. But it tastes better than Gatorade.
Oh, I hate Gatorade. I hate the taste of Gatorade.
Oh. Well, it tastes better than Gatorade.
I would hope so.
But it just tastes good. And it doesn't taste like poison like half the other energy drinks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because, like, if you drink a Monster or a Red Bull, it literally tastes like fucking gasoline or poison.
Red Bull is disgusting. Yeah. But I still, every day before school, in high school, we would stop at 7-Eleven, and I'm either getting a NOS, a Monster, or a Red Bull.
I couldn't do it, bro. I could not do it.
And that brings back a memory. I remember when I was in baseball, Little League. And I made my grandpa take me to the gas station before a game because I was so tired. I was probably like 8 years old, and I grabbed this Red Bull. And the guy at the counter was like, hey, I can't sell you this. Go get an orange juice, kid. Kids like you shouldn't be drinking this at your age. It'll knock you on your butt. I was like, no, bro, I need it. I'm about to go play baseball. He said, man, I'm recommending. You don't want to keep putting this stuff in your body. It's not good for you, but here you go. And I drank it and just...
You were gone.
I was gone. 8 years old at baseball. It was horrible. I used to have a friend. For some reason, he wasn't allowed to drink Gatorade.
What? It's literally like...
Yeah.
That's not good for you, but it's good for you compared to literally, like, every other drink. It's supposed to hydrate you.
Athletes drink Gatorade on the sidelines.
That's what you're supposed to do, is drink Gatorade. Yeah. Water, because it hydrates you with fucking electrolytes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I remember... I'm not friends with him anymore, but I remember... We were kids. It's probably elementary school. I don't know, maybe even 7th grade. When we would hang out, the first thing he'd want to do is go to 7-Eleven just so he can buy, like, 3 giant Gatorades.
Just so he can drink them.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, these things are disgusting. Why do you want to drink these? Grab an energy drink if you're going to want to drink something you're not allowed to drink. He's like, no, bro. My mom won't let me drink these. I'm like, why? It's Gatorade. It's not going to kill you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I thought that was so strange.
That's weird. What were we talking about? Oh, energy drinks.
Yeah. I mean...
But yeah, Monster Hydro. You should try it out. It's actually really fucking good. I think I was addicted to it for, like, a week straight. Because, like, I drank one, or, like, two. I drank one in the morning of one day. I also drank another one the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then I noticed the next morning after that, when I didn't drink one... I was fucked.
Yeah, I bet you probably crashed off of it.
Like, so hard the next morning. And I was like, okay, I cannot drink energy drinks in the morning. Even though it doesn't taste like an energy drink, so you just, like, it doesn't feel like you're drinking an energy drink, so you don't know. I don't know. So it doesn't feel like an energy drink, so you just keep drinking it.
Yeah. My go-to drink would have to be a NOS.
I don't even know what a NOS is.
You never seen them?
I have seen them, but I've never tasted them.
They're all right. I just love the sound of just cracking that baby open and just smoke would just pour out of it. That's how I know I shouldn't be drinking. Smoke would just pour out of it when you opened it. And we'd get the huge ones. We'd get like 2 of them for school. Every single day we were drinking these things. And we would just stuff them in our bag and just keep it pushing. And that's like a little ongoing joke with our friend group, that one of our friends is addicted to them still. He still is. He just won't let him go, man.
I'm so glad. I might be addicted to caffeine only, but just, like, regular pop amount of caffeine, not energy drink.
I mean, like, some people, they drink, like, 13 cups of coffee a day.
I don't understand how you can do that, bro. I don't even drink that much water. I don't drink that much anything a day.
That's got to be horrible for you. Your insides got, your liver's just got to be begging for mercy. Like, that's got to be worse than drinking a beer a day or something.
Your heart is literally about to explode on you.
I don't, like, I don't get, I hate the taste of coffee. I don't know how you can even down.
I think some coffee's good. Like, have you had the Starbucks Frappuccinos in the
But does that jar? Really count?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
those are good.
Those are good as fuck.
Those are really good. Did you know you're supposed to freeze those?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I seen it on TikTok and I was like, no way, bro.
And that's what makes it an actual Frappuccino?
Yeah, I just been drinking them straight.
Yeah. I should try that.
I used to do that. I used to drink those before school, too.
You know what? We're going to the grocery store on our way home.
We're just going to buy everything.
Yeah. Monster Hydro, a Starbucks Frappuccino, some ice cream.
A NOS. Just a mix burger. It all together. You'll be up for work tomorrow. Definitely. I don't know if that'd be a good thing, though. But, transitioning to another topic.
Because we've been talking about food for the entirety of this
podcast.
Yeah,
this is the food cast right here.
But, I mean, there's been a lot of stories and, like, memories of said food mixed in, so it's okay.
Yeah. Would you like to speak on your new Paper Mario experience?
Paper Mario, the Origami King.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started playing it today, about an hour or two before I picked up Max. And then after I picked up Max, came over to my house. I played it a little bit more, maybe for about another 20 minutes, 30 minutes-ish. And he was checking it out. And so far, it's a pretty good game. The art style is fucking amazing.
Like, it's a really beautiful game. It's up there with the art style of, what was the Zelda remake they did? That looks
Link's
like
Awakening?
Yeah. It looks as good as that.
Yeah, it just looks so crisp and, like, just clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the detail that they've added to the world, it's so detailed, and you can literally, it's just, so many things are interactable, and so many things, like, just the small details of, like, Paper Mario, since he's made of paper, he's paper thin, so literally you can watch his head barely move
That's
by the
so
wind.
So cool. And, like, the sound of his feet and the confetti, it just sounds so relaxing.
Yeah. Sound design and the fucking art direction of that game is just next level.
Nintendo's so good with that.
And, honestly, like, I thought I was going to be disappointed with the game just because it's not like Paper Mario or Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, but so far it's pretty good. It's definitely not. It's definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the battle system, it's like some kind of, like, ring battle system where you gotta, like, line up enemies in a certain direction, or boss battles are very, very different. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, it's something. But it's something.
The battle system is pretty fun. Definitely a little weird. I don't think it's as good as the first two, at least the battle system, but it's still a pretty fun game so far, about 2.5 hours in, maybe 2 hours in.
But the boss battle system is a real
boss
interesting.
Battle
but
system.
Do you know if every boss battle is like that, or are they different?
I don't know. It's probably like that, because that's a whole in-depth system.
That was really in-depth. For them just to teach you all that just for one specific one, yeah, no way.
So, the boss battle system, there's, like, rings, and you have to, like, orient these rings with certain tiles on them to get to a certain point in the boss, like, arena just to do damage to the boss, or pick up hearts, or, like, pick up a different power up. It's so in depth, and like I was struggling with it so hard, and I was like, god damn. Max was like, how the fuck would a kid understand this?
Yeah, because we're both sitting here looking at this. Joey's playing, and I'm sitting in the background, I'm looking like, what the hell is going on?
It was so hard to like just orient it. It was so hard to orient the rings in a certain way to actually damage the boss and, like, figure it out.
And you're on a time limit and a move limit as well.
Yeah, so.
And you have a health bar, too. Well, not a health bar, but.
You have HP. Yeah. And, like, you can't go for unlimited rounds because the boss will fuck you up. But, man, it was a fun-ass boss fight.
See?
It was hard, too.
Yeah, that seems like a thing where, like, if I was a kid now, I'd play the game and enjoy it and get to a boss battle and just be frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
And then, like, be like, oh, I give up. And then play it, like, a few years later when I'm older and be like, man, this was hard back then, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyways, so far it's pretty fun. actually, and I'm pleasantly surprised with how good it is so far.
But there's something I want to branch off about with that. And it's the thing where people talk about Nintendo's art style being kiddie and lazy. Which I hate when they say it's lazy and kiddie. And it's always the same group of Last of Us 2 fanboys. Last of Us, all this nonsense people.
Last of Us and God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn fanboys.
I mean, and all those games come out for a specific console. And it's like, I don't know. I don't think they understand that art styles can change and they're all subjective.
And they don't all have to be the same.
That's like realistic. If every portrait in a museum was a realistic self-portrait.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, you know how boring that would be? You know how boring video games would be if that's all they were. But some people, they feel like they're playing a kid's game when they play a more kiddie style art style game.
Cartoony. Yeah. Or cel-shaded or anything like that.
Like, I don't know, everything has to be photorealistic.
Which I hate.
I hate, like, I
mean, I don't hate photorealism, but I don't like how everything has to be like that.
Yeah, like, a good example is Borderlands. Even though I hate the Borderlands art style, I absolutely hate it. It's just not pleasing to the eye to me, but it's something different. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Like, it's a first-person shooter that's a different art style than photorealistic.
Yeah, completely different than any other one, and that's what sets it apart.
That's what I always thought was cool about it. Like, it seems like every first-person shooter that comes out on, like, a console that's not Nintendo is a photorealistic shooter.
Yeah.
Instead of something different, which I kind of wish would change.
That's partly why I like Destiny. Because it's just its own world, and it's, like, completely different than photorealism. It's trying to be its own space magic.
Yeah, exactly. Type
deal. But, yeah, that's... I agree. Photorealism isn't what... I'm not saying it's not what games need. It's just, like, different art styles can be a thing. But Pokemon Sword and Shield, those are lazy.
Yeah, I definitely agree. They were really lazy with that. Like, they definitely could have went with a different art style, which I wish they would, or just...
I don't know. It just does not... It looks like a 3DS game to me.
Yeah, they definitely skimped out on that. I don't know why they did that, what was going on with Game Freak and Nintendo, but I hated it. Usually Nintendo will crack down on a developer for doing something like that.
But not the Pokemon developers.
Yeah, like, I really wish they would have delayed it. Hopefully the next Pokemon title for the Switch is something a lot better.
I agree.
Than that. Like, because I seen the Pokemon Snap trailer, and that looks really beautiful.
Yeah, why couldn't they have done Sword and Shield like that?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like... The way they made Animal Crossing. Like, if you look at the Animal Crossing 3DS compared to the Switch...
It's completely different.
It's crazy how detailed it is. Like, it's the same thing with Paper Mario, where, like, the leaves are just blowing in the wind, and you can see the fabric on your clothes moving, and it's just... There's so much detail in this.
But, like, Sword and Shield versus, like, X and Y, there's no difference
almost. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Like, the Switch can handle things like that. And I don't know why they don't. Speaking of that, do you think we're going to get a Switch Pro?
I think we're going to get a Switch Pro. Not this year, but I hope we're getting a Switch Pro. Because it can barely run, like, Doom. And that's a 2016 game.
Yeah.
How's it going to run these new-gen games that are going to come out, like Series X games? Like, Nintendo can't only run on their games.
Yeah, literally, NBA 2K20 on the Switch is probably the worst game you could play. NBA 2K19 on the Switch was horrible. It literally felt like I was playing an arcade game in the 80s. Like, it was bad. And the people on it are bad, too. Like, I don't know if it's just because they have such a small audience that they don't put as many resources into it, which is really crummy. But it's bad looking. And you have to install, like, a 50-gigabyte update just to play it. Like... As if they couldn't fit it all on the cartridge. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think some developers are definitely lazy with that. Oh. I mean, this is probably about to be the end of the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty good podcast. Talked about some good stuff.
I agree. A lot of food. Some games at the end, like usual.
It is 2 a.m.
Yeah. So, but that was a pretty good podcast. I like that. We didn't really have many topics, but the topics we did talk about in depth. Anyway, that was fun.
We'll see you next week, fellas.
See you guys.
Signing off.
Love you.